Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and it's time for us to visit a little bit with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer on our weekly program. And Chad, it's been a week. It's gone by, and so we always have to check in and see how things going at the Corporate Farmer office for you.
Well, to be honest, things are kind of settling down a little bit. I think that's probably, you know, a combination of things for us. One, you know, most of our clients have, you know, been trying to kind of continue to get their taxes kind of wrapped up for the year, even though, you know, we've had this extension to July 15th on the federal and July 31st on the Iowa return. I think, you know, most of them kind of want to get that done and taken care of as they look forward to hopefully being in the field if they haven't maybe messed around a little bit in some of these days like today, where we've seen some better weather. You know, that part of it is probably starting to kind of settle down, but I think a big topic, you know, that basically with a lot of our clients has been part of this you know, loan program that I think there's been quite a bit of information coming out about on specifically the Paycheck Protection Program. And so, you know, we've been kind of getting some information out to them, helping them with those applications, you know, answering questions. A lot of it has been probably getting them some documentation in order to help them complete that application.
Well, as far as communication with the office, again, for you guys in this coronavirus situation with people staying home and that type of thing, you've all along been able to communicate with people a lot of different ways, and you have with farmers, not just locally in the state of Iowa, northern Iowa, but frankly from around the region and around the country too, haven't you?
I mean, I think that being kind of stuck at home or you know, not able to get out and do, you know, some of the things that they've normally wanted to do, you can tell that they've been concentrating more heavily on paperwork and things. And so, you know, we have had a lot of conversations there, again, wrapping up, you know, taxes and stuff like that from last year. But also, you know, it's amazing. A lot of them are chuckling with me when they talk. They're like, "You're not going to believe this, but I'm as current as I've ever been on bookkeeping and all that other kind of stuff." Because, you know, they've been kind of quarantined at home and trying to find things to kind of keep themselves busy and their mind probably off of other things. And so, you know, definitely kept our bookkeeping department busy. And you know, it tends to be a time of the year as they move on to other things, like hopefully being out in the field and stuff like that, that they may slack a little bit. And even this morning, one of my major slackers, he said, "Golly, I'm as current as I've been with you for 20 years, you know." So I think you can definitely tell that we all are in a little bit different time period here when it comes to, you know, the things that we're occupying our time with.
Well, as far as getting out in the field, I'm sure you're hearing from farmers too that are anxious to get going with some springtime planting and that type of work. You know, it is that time of year, isn't it, for our farmers in the state of Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the weather hasn't really, you know, cooperated probably to give, you know, many that opportunity. You know, kind of still been plenty wet, and you know, we've had some of those days where we've had some heavier winds and maybe a little bit of sunshine and some heat that, you know, probably has allowed some to do a little bit, but, you know, obviously, you know, there hasn't been nearly as much done as probably what some would like, but we're still plenty early, you know, just being here the, you know, 7th of April, there's plenty of time yet to definitely get the crops and stuff in, and so I'm sure, you know, as everybody's doing, they're kind of checking that long-term forecast to see when those opportunities are going to be and when they might be able to plan to get everything really rolling.
From a tax standpoint, you guys, you get that little extra time to work with these folks, but like you say, they're all kind of getting that little extra time to get some of those things done for you.
Yeah, and so again, I think that's been a priority for most. Now, I've had a few that have said, if I've got some additional time, I'm not going to get too excited about it, especially those that really prefer to come into the office and sit down and go through them and get them done on that, you know, kind of one-on-one basis. They've kind of made it clear, hey, let's just wait. I'll probably get things planted. And then after we kind of get things settled in on the farming side, give you a call and we'll come in and do the return, you know, maybe sometime in June or something, late June, early July, you know, still kind of get to that deadline through it. And I understand that too, that there's a comfort level in making sure that everything's, you know, handled properly. And some of them, I think, like to ask those questions. It's kind of an opportunity for us to kind of review last year, but also, you know, you kind of be in that time period of about halfway through the year. And so, you know, start to kind of look forward a little bit, you know, with the uncertainty that's going on with the virus and things. I mean, it's really impacted prices and it's going to continue to have an impact on prices. I know, you know, that some of even the meatpacking plants have chosen to shut down in our state because of some outbreaks there, and you know that's kind of made for some interesting situations with, you know, just somebody that I just got off the phone with before now that had some hogs that were pretty much ready to go to market, and you know, with their local plant shutting down, trying to work with their buyer to figure out where those are going to go, because you know, when you're sitting on, you know, hogs that are close to 300 pounds, you know, you can't just wait a few extra weeks. You need to get those moved on, and plus they'd rather get the new ones in. And so, you know, those are different situations that I think everybody's kind of dealing with. And then from a cash flow standpoint, is if they're holding grain to, you know, kind of hopefully wait for the market to come back a little bit. Yeah, they kind of can put a pinch on things, because this is the time of the year when typically cash flow is pretty important with all the costs of putting the crop in and, you know, fuel costs and maybe some extra labor that you need for your spring planting and stuff. And so, you know, those are all things that I think is on the tops of our farmers' minds. And so, you know, some of them have wanted to kind of work through some of those scenarios and how they might be able to make all this come together like they want it to.
Well, it is an odd time and a tough time. Anything else you need to touch on today, Chad, before we let you go, that you want to get out for the farmers today, that just to let them know, hey, listen, you're there, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk just a little bit about this Paycheck Protection Program, just because I know it's something that everybody's being bombarded with right now, whether it's, you know, through things in the paper or on the radio. Maybe they're getting some emails from their lender saying, hey, this is something that you need to check out. Basically what it is it's a loan program that's available, became available as part of the stimulus to help the economy through this rocky time. And it's available for both self-employed, which that application starts on Friday, which will be the 10th, and for the businesses. So if you have employees or contractors, then that application started on Friday, last Friday. And so the SBA lenders are, you know, hot and heavy. I know from talking to a few of them that those banks are going crazy right now. You know, some of them have specific people in their office that are just handling the applications. Some of them, you know, have another department that is putting the information together, and then another group that is process them and handling the payouts there. But the way the program works, basically, is that if you have less than 500 employees, you're able to get a kind of a loan there to help continue with payroll, so you're not laying people off. What you use is your last 12 months of wages and benefits. There are some limitations on highly paid individuals, so those that are compensated over $100,000 are limited to that $100,000. But you take your payroll costs and get an average monthly amount. So basically take the last 12 months, divide it by 12 to come up with your average monthly payroll and compensation. And then the loan is 2.5 times that amount. So helping people, calculate some of those things, get the documentation as far as, last year's W-2s, W-3, maybe 941 or 943. That loan is forgivable up to the amount in the next 8 weeks that you pay some of those covered expenses, like your payroll, your benefits. It includes either mortgage interest or rent if you're renting your location, and utilities. And it's not taxable, so it can be that portion that's forgiven is not taxable. The loan is at 1%, and the first payback doesn't start for 6 months after you get the loan. So this is a great thing for especially small businesses that are struggling at this time to kind of keep some cash flow to help them keep employees on that may not have a lot of work that they can do, and it's going to keep quite a few of those employees probably off of unemployment, which we want to get through this, and then we want to get back to, I guess, what we're all wondering what normal is, right? So I know that probably is just kind of giving a little bit of information as far as the program. Everybody's situation is a little bit different, and so we're trying to work with our clients to kind of explain this to them, to help them get the documentation and get that application turned in, because there is a certain amount of money that's allotted to this, and once that would be gone, then they're not going to be taking any more applications. Now, over the weekend, President Trump said that it's going well, and he would like to get Congress to allot some additional funds to the program, so that may happen, may not. But right now, for any business out there, it's probably something that they need to look into, figure out if it's going to help them and their situation, and kind of go from there.
Good information. Chad, I appreciate you taking some time out of a busy day today to visit with us, and we'll all get through all of this stuff together, and we'll touch base with you again and talk to you again real soon. And who knows how quickly we can get by all of this stuff and get back to what might be closer to normal.
Yeah, for you and I saw that the Iowa Athletic Association came out with their schedule for spring sports. So we got track and golf and tennis practices scheduled to start May 1st. So maybe there's some sports and stuff for all of us to look forward to if it come true. I think some of us are skeptical that that's still going to happen. But, man, that's, I guess, a positive note to maybe look at, and maybe get to watch our kids and grandkids out there playing some of those spring sports. And then I don't know what that means for the summer sports, and if they will be in the middle of summer, if the Athletic Association sticks to that timeline or what. But I found that interesting that they came out with that release yesterday.
I did too. I can't wait. If there's some kind of game the kids can play and get the kids back into school, some kind of normalcy for them too, and get the seniors back so there can be a graduation for them. There are a lot of good things that can happen, and let's hope it all falls into place so that can happen. And of course, keep in mind all those people that are working so hard, hospital workers and medical folks and the frontline people that are there every day battling away for us. Chad, good to talk to you this week. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer on AM 1300. KGLO, your hometown news station.